Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. A faster way to transmit data is right around the corner. Hello, listeners. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is Bill Quinn, and today is September 3rd, 2010. I've got in the studio with me Naomi Beeshavel and Howie Chong, and we're going to be talking today about fiber optics advances. It's on page 14 in your Advanced Studio Classroom magazine. It's a business article, but it's also a technology article. And it might sound like, oh, maybe technobabble, as Howie was calling it before our program, we were talking about it, but this technobabble is something that will affect you, me, and pretty much everybody, because we all use computers, right? And we all have to wait for information to be transmitted and things to be downloaded. This is a big change that is going to be happening, maybe not next week, but over the next couple of years, and it will have an impact on all of us. So pay attention, learn some new information about technology that's coming down the road, and also learn some good vocabulary here. To help us out first, off to my left is Naomi. Hi, Naomi.
Hi, Bill. Hi, friends. Fiber optics are something that have been around for a while, but they're not something that I am particularly familiar with. I mostly just hear fiber optics and think, okay, something about transmitting information fast, but I don't really understand how they work. What's interesting about this article is it's actually talking about something that consumers potentially would be investing in themselves or involved in the process of. It's possibly a very exciting step forward for just making things faster when it comes to moving information mm-hmm. from one place to another.
Okay. Now, Howie, fiber optics, I thought, well, why don't we explain that right off the bat for everybody? Fiber optics.
Fiber optics is the use of using long fibers. And these fibers are usually made of either glass, very thin glass, or plastic. And it carries information from one place to another. It could be between computers. It could be between devices. And because it's not using electronic signals, it's using light signals, it's very fast, and it's also it's not vulnerable to interference like wires, electronic mm-hmm. wires, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and we actually will talk a little bit about that interference issue and how it impacts wires compared to fiber optics. So,
but that word vulnerable that Howie used, if something is vulnerable, it means it's easily hurt or damaged. Mm-hmm. And so I think about, well, a few months ago we talked about that new USB, the Tough and Tiny or whatever mm-hmm. it was called. You know, it was so resistant to dirt or to dust or to any kind of damage. It was not vulnerable at all. And that was one of the things we talked about in that article, if listeners remember. In this case, this is a big issue. If wires are vulnerable, if cables are vulnerable, it means that something small can hurt them, and suddenly you aren't able to do the work you need to do or get the things done that you need to get done.
Okay, so we're going to be talking about fiber optics, and also the company is Intel, right, Howie? What about Intel?
Intel is probably the most famous maker of processors mm-hmm. in your computers. If you have a computer, most likely there's an Intel CPU or a processor using it.
Okay.
Running it, that is, yeah.
And Intel also making they're made of silicon, right? The silicon chips?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And so often computers have a little sticker that says Intel inside.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there is, there's a history of Intel. It's been around for about 40 years, and they're based in Santa Clara, California, and they are the leader. So it makes sense that they would come up with maybe the next step in the processing of information. Now, not to say that they're going to dominate in this, because what happens is a lot of times a new company might pick up the technology. And so right now Intel is leading the way, but they are not the only people that are going to be working on this, right?
Well, if they're the first, it's possible that it might become the standard. Usually whoever is the first it becomes a standard. But we'll see.
Okay. All right, listeners, turn to page 14 in your Advanced Studio Classroom magazine. Our first reading, we're going to be covering a good bit of information, pretty long, the first part of our reading here, just all of the left-hand column, and then down to line 11 on the right-hand column.
Fiber optics advances. Intel's new fiber optic cables promise speed boost. Envisioning a data traffic jam looming as consumers shuttle increasing amounts of information among their home PCs, televisions, and other gadgets, Intel plans to introduce new technology in a few months that could keep everything racing along for years. What is in development? The California chipmaker says the LightPeak system it is developing with other companies would connect home electronic equipment with fiber optic cables, which initially could send data at 10 gigabits per second, speedy enough to transfer a full-length Blu-ray movie from one gadget to another in about 30 seconds. That's 20 times faster than is possible with the USB connectors ubiquitous on PCs today. And the company says a more advanced version of LightPeak that it eventually will offer would be able to transfer the same movie in just 3 seconds. Moreover, Intel says the fiber optic system will allow laptops and other electronic gear to be made thinner, while enabling consumers to hook up their gadgets at much greater distances and without cluttering their homes with the confusing array of cable types and sizes they are forced to use now. Our goal and expectation is that it's the beginning of a new generation of cable connections, said Jason Ziller, an Intel director working on the concept. He added that the advantages the technology offers will be something everybody is going to want and need over the next 10 to 20 years.
Howie, do you remember dial-up modems?
Oh, yes, definitely. I still remember the sound it made when you made when it got a connection, that kind of screeching sound.
It was terrible.
And then you would type up an email or something, and it would just, like, take forever for that thing to go through.
Yeah, you could go and make yourself a snack while you were waiting for your email to send.
Yeah. So, fortunately, hopefully, listeners, most of you are not on dial-up anymore and have moved on to faster processors. And now, of course, we have broadband that we use for most of these connections, or people might be on Wi-Fi. But this is changing as far as not only the external communications between phone companies and your home, but also internal, we're talking about within the computer, then coming out.
Right. People more and more are transferring information between their own devices within their own home. Maybe something like transferring music from your computer to your MP3 player, maybe transferring pictures from your camera to your computer. This kind of thing is happening all the time.
Well, this article also made me think of a smart home that we did an article about last year, some smart homes, and they were incorporating different things in computers and their LCD screens and the lighting systems and their heating and air conditioning, everything. The whole home was integrated, and I could see how this also would come into play with all of the electronic equipment within the home.
Yeah, it's possible that within any kind of device in your home, there's a small computer in it now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. What are we envisioning, Howie?
We're envisioning a data traffic jam looming as consumers shuttle increasing amounts of information among all their gadgets, basically, in their home. And when we're envisioning something, it means we're imagining something in the future.
Okay. And something is looming.
I think about thunder clouds looming in the distance. You know something is coming that's going to be big and possibly a little bit unpleasant or difficult to handle. Mm-hmm. And you can see it coming, but it's not here yet.
That big math test is looming tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then consumers shuttle increasing amounts of information. Shuttle, we might be familiar with it as a noun like the space shuttle, but this is a verb, right, Howie?
Yes, and it means to move something frequently between two places. So a bus can shuttle people between maybe a train station and a mall.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking about the increasing amounts of information in their home, such as the PCs, televisions, and other gadgets.
Right, and gadgets can just be any small device or machine. One thing I want to point out about this article is that there's a lot of long sentences in it. So just take your time, all the friends who are listening, just try to be patient with it. And with this first sentence, the whole paragraph is one sentence. We said that we're envisioning this traffic jam of data, but actually it's Intel that's envisioning it, mm-hmm. as we see in the next part of the sentence. This beginning part is explaining why the second part of the sentence is happening. It's setting us up to understand why Intel is planning something new.
Okay, so we see the why, and then after that comma, the what, right, Howie?
Yes, Intel plans to introduce new technology in a few months that could keep everything racing or moving along for years, moving along very quickly.
Right.
Okay. All right. So Intel sees a problem or a situation in the future they have to develop new technology for. So, and they have developed it. And what is in development?
Well, the California chip maker, now we're not talking about, you know, Doritos here. We're talking about Intel because they make these internal chips for computers. So, and they're based in California. So Intel says the LightPeak system it's developing could really provide some solutions here. Now, the system, we're going to be referring to it over and over again. It's called LightPeak. That's just their name for it.
Okay. Yeah, so they're developing LightPeak. And with other companies, that it would connect the home electronic equipment with fiber optic cables.
Yes. And it says here that it's going to use – it can initially send data at 10 gigabits per second. Now, friends, that number, that concept, 10 gigabits, and a gigabit is just a measurement of information that's being sent in a computer basically. That's equal to 1 million bits. Don't worry about that. But that's really fast. I want to let you know. That's about at least 10 times faster than anything we're using right now.
When we were editing this article, I had to look up gigabits. I thought, isn't it gigabytes?
Yeah.
But they're two different measurements, right?
That's right. When we use bits, we're referring to data being transferred back and forth. Most of us heard of the term bytes, like megabytes, gigabytes. That usually refers to memory. But bits refers to bandwidth or information moving back and forth.
So we see here that initially these new fiber optic cables could send data at 10 gigabits per second, which is fast. Initially means right away.
Yeah, initially in the beginning. Now, in relative terms, as a comparison, I was thinking, well, you know, right now I'm on broadband and my transmission right now is 100 megabits per second. So this would actually be 100 times faster than what I have on broadband. Backing it up even further, I mentioned dial-up. On dial-up, what did we have, like 56 kilobits per second?
Yes.
But keep in mind, Bill, that in this context, we're not talking about internet connections yet. We're talking about transferring data from one gadget to another, not through the internet. And so we're think about when you basically just when you move files from one folder to another, when you take something off of a USB and put it onto your computer, this kind of thing, it takes a while often. We get that window that pops up and it says, you know, loading, and sometimes it says, this will take 1 hour.
If I'm copying a file or something like that.
Right. So it says here in line 15 that this would be speedy enough to transfer a full-length Blu-ray movie from one gadget to another in about 30 seconds. Now, usually now, if we want to transfer a file that big, it takes much longer.
Yes, right now, if we wanted to transfer a Blu-ray movie maybe to an external hard drive, it would take about 20 minutes.
Wow.
So we're talking like a full-length movie, right? So a two-hour movie that would take that. I know if I've tried to copy that right now on my computer, it would take forever.
Right. For example, if you have maybe you bought some movies online or whatever and you want to make a backup of them and so you want to save them to your external hard drive or to a disk, it takes such a long time. You have to go and do other things while you're waiting for it to get done.
Well, and not only just even full-length movies, but I've had people want to share videos with me recently that were like 5 or 7 minute long videos, and these things were maybe 500 megabytes in memory. just this short little video, and it was taking forever just to copy this thing.
Right.
So this would save a lot of time. And as we see things, we're transmitting and more of this data, so we're going to need this quicker transmission to save us time in the future as our the size of our files increase. Now, that is 20 times faster, we see, in line 18 than is possible with USB connectors. Ubiquitous on PCs today.
Right. Ubiquitous is a great word. It means present everywhere. Because right now, every computer, whether you have a laptop or a desktop, it has USB connection.
And every kind of gadget and connection goes through USB right now. It's very rare that you use a different kind of connection with your computer to attach a different gadget or to put information on it or anything like that. It's very, very common to use that USB, but it's not as fast as fiber optics would be.
Mm-hmm. And Naomi, you had highlighted the word initially in line 14, and then we kind of picked back up on that in line 20, a continuation.
The company says a more advanced version of LightPeak that it eventually will offer would be able to be even faster. Same movie in 3 seconds instead of 30. That's incredible.
That is amazing.
I'm looking forward to it.
Wow. Okay. Now, moreover, or maybe in addition, that is a synonym for moreover, Intel says the fiber optic system will allow what, Howie?
It would allow laptops and other electronic gear, and gear is just another way of saying gadgets or equipment, to be made thinner while enabling consumers to hook up or to connect their gadgets with at much greater distances.
Mm. Okay. Well, it's amazing when you see what laptops, how they have evolved and how much smaller and thinner that they have become. But there is a restriction right now with the current cable setup, right?
Right, because currently, all computers are using electronic wires. Mm-hmm. And because electronic wires can't be that thin, mm-hmm. it will limit the thinness or the size of your computer.
Also, if I want to plug in my external hard drive to my computer, it's really bulky. I can't just sort of set it down and then move my laptop over. It sort of has to stay where it is. Also, you end up with a lot of different cables coming mm-hmm. out. And this is something that we've seen in a few different contexts in advanced articles. We've seen a few different ideas for ways to handle that and ways that people are trying to get away from all these cables. But mm-hmm. this is another example of that.
Well, we continue along that line, Naomi, in the second line there on that right column. We're able to hook up their gadgets at much greater distances, right, Howie?
Right, and we'll get into this in a little bit. It's because it's using light to transfer information, and it's because you're using light, it doesn't have the same limitations and problems as if you're using electricity.
Without cluttering their homes, Naomi.
Mm. If you want to get an idea for clutter, you can look at the picture at the bottom of page 14. This guy is clearly he has cable clutter. He has a problem with that. Basically, there's just too many things sitting around. This is true of my desk. There's a lot of clutter on my desk, just different little things sitting there. This is something that I get frustrated with, definitely with my computer. All the mm-hmm. cables that are sitting there in the corner collecting dust and getting in my way. This means that we would be able to get rid of some of that clutter.
When I read this, I looked underneath my desk near mm-hmm. my feet. And I saw this, what looked like a pile of pasta under my desk. And actually was the wires. It was this spaghetti network underneath my desk of all my wires. And I thought, I know what they're talking about here. Mm-hmm. So, all right. What is the goal, Howie?
Our goal and expectation is that it's the beginning of a new generation of cable connections. And that's what Jason Ziller, Intel director, says about this concept of LightPeak.
I like that idea, a new generation. It's sort of like the traditional cables are the parents or the grandparents, and these new fiber optic cables will be the children, the new generation.
Okay. All right. And, you know, that's how we talk about developments in technology. It's the next generation all the time. It's the next level up.
Yeah.
So, and then what did he add? What did Jason Ziller add, Naomi?
He says that the advantages the technology offers will be something everybody is going to want and need over the next 10 to 20 years. This just sounds exciting and new to us now, but in 10 more years, everyone will need this.
Yeah, I see that coming down the road. Even, you know, it's amazing when you see the progress of computers and memory and storage and things. You think, oh, wow, this is so great today. But then like a year later, you're like, wow, we really needed this.
Yeah.
Because everything's growing so much.
Right.
And in fact, we're going to talk about that a little bit in this next section.
Why there is a need for this? The impetus for LightPeak stems largely from the proliferation of electronic consumer products, from PCs, printers, and scanners, to smartphones, digital cameras, and HD TVs. Because of the growing amount of video and other data being sent back and forth by these devices, the cables connecting them require faster and faster bandwidth. But Intel says today's electrical cables are approaching speed limits due to electromagnetic interference, which can disrupt what's being transmitted.
Okay, the next section asks, or actually addresses the question of why there is a need for this. Right, Naomi?
Right. The impetus for LightPeak. Now, an impetus is basically what is making something happen, what's encouraging it, and what is also making it pick up speed maybe and be something that people are really working on. Sort of like when we say something is driving something forward. The impetus for LightPeak stems from or comes from the proliferation of electronic consumer products.
Okay, proliferation.
I circle that word. It's a sudden increase. So when something is proliferating or there's a proliferation, something is increasing very quickly, the use of or the rate of.
Okay.
And it's what's being proliferated is electronic consumer products, PCs, printers, scanners, smartphones, digital cameras, and HD TVs.
And I don't think anyone would argue with that. It's true. Compared to maybe 10 years ago, the number of these gadgets and gizmos and electronic products in a person's household or at their workplace has really skyrocketed. It has gone way up.
Well, and the amazing thing is that we're literally attached to these things all day long. Now, not only are they at our desk, we're carrying them around with us everywhere, the smartphones. We can't sit down at the coffee house without opening up our laptop and going on the computer. So they're constantly with us. We're constantly transmitting data, copying data, exchanging data. So we're going to have to save time in between. And then also there's the gadgets, but then also we get into what is being transmitted in that next sentence, Naomi.
Because of the growing amount of video and other data being sent back and forth by these devices. Now that's the key here. These different gadgets, they're not just sitting there on their own. You have to transfer this information from one to the other constantly. Just for example, think of a camera. If you're taking pictures and they stay on your digital camera, you're not going to do anything with them. You're not going to be able to even enjoy them. You have to upload them to your computer, and it takes a long time sometimes.
Sure, and you want to share them with people. I also just right now was thinking about my work situation. Work, the whole concept of work has changed now because I'm carrying my work with me.
Right.
And it's a constant transmitting and copying of work information.
Right, and something to understand is that, of course, Howie, you mentioned this before the program, 10 years ago, transferring files just didn't take that long because the files weren't nearly as big.
Right. Now, because video and cameras, the resolution, like megapixels, are getting bigger and bigger. These files are getting bigger. They need to be transferred faster.
And in fact, we continue along that line, Howie, in line 20. Because of all this information being transferred back and forth, then the cables...
Right, the cables connecting them require faster and faster bandwidth. Now, back in line 14, we talked about gigabits. And so we measure bandwidth in bits, like gigabits, megabits.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the bandwidth as far as how capable it is of transmitting this data.
Yeah, the amount of data that can be sent back and forth through a network or between two devices.
But there's a little bit of a problem, isn't there?
Well, but Intel says today's electrical cables are approaching speed limits due to electromagnetic interference. We'll talk about that in a second. But you'll notice this is the second time that we've compared this information superhighway to traffic, to cars. We saw earlier that they're anticipating or envisioning a data traffic jam, so everything's just sort of getting stuck. And here we see it again. They're approaching speed limits. So it's like it can only go so fast, and then it just needs to stop.
And in fact, it's because of what Howie had mentioned earlier, this interference.
Right, electromagnetic interference. And that's because in the air, we can't see it. There's lots of other radio signals being transmitted around, cell phone signals, radio signals, TV signals, and they'll all interfere. They'll bounce off of each other and create a mess, basically. Mm-hmm. And that causes problems when you're transferring information through the wires, because the wires will pick up these signals.
We did talk about this, I think, a few years ago, just a little bit, again, with the idea of driving through traffic mm-hmm. and or maybe being on a skateboard and just running into problems because there's just so many things going on. I think we were talking about radio signals, but it's a similar idea. Basically, there's just too many things trying to get through the same cables.
Sometimes if you hold your cell phone really close to your computer speaker, you'll hear that interference. The cell phone would right. interfere with the computer speakers.
Yes. And that would maybe cause a problem in the transmission or actually cause the transmission to stop.
Right. You might get yeah. – your phone might sound fuzzy.
Or even when it comes to data and computers. I think we've all been in a situation where we've tried to either transmit information or copy information. It gets about three-quarters of the way through and then it stops, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is maddening.
Yes.
You wait forever. It's almost done and then – the electromagnetic interference stops everything, and then you got to start all over again. So, and the catch 22, or the catch with that, is that the longer you're taking, the bigger files you're transmitting, the longer it takes, the more risk you run of it being interfered with
and also
actually stopping.
If the cables are long too, same thing.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Well, we actually are going to talk about this as far as the length of the cables and also some more of this on the transmission speed. It's really pretty interesting stuff, especially for all of us that are on the internet or use gadgets and transmit data in the office or in the home. So come on back again tomorrow, listeners. Join us then for day two of Fiber Optics Advances. Goodbye.